Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our special guest will be calling in next week. Unfortunately, she was under the weather, but right now we're going to have some fun and talk about Christmas. And I hope you've done a lot of Christmas shopping because you've only got a few more days to go. And 'tis the season, you know, like we're all getting ready for the big day. And I was at the mall last night doing some last-minute shopping, and I have to say the sales were great, people were stressed out, and I'm just smiling away. And I have to say, you know, when you look at somebody and smile and they smile back, they kind of get it, because 'tis the season. What is the true meaning of Christmas? And we're going to get into a little bit of that in a minute. But on in our studio, as always, my Facebook producer's here this morning, Mike Catanzara. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Elaine. You know, me and Sue do that kind of experiment when we go supermarket shopping. We do things on purpose to try to get people's reactions. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's dirty looks, but but we try to do things to make people laugh.
I think that it's the best thing to stay in a positive mood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like life's too short and everything. But I was looking at some interesting facts. Oh, I have to tell you, Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 today. And I want to find out about that all-important forecast. Is it going to be a white Christmas this year? I'm not sure. So he's going to be calling in at 7:35 today. And then we're going to talk a little bit about fire safety tips, because we all have candles going. You know, we're all cooking up a storm. We've got our Christmas trees and lights ablaze. But really, getting back to the joy and meaningful of Christmas, you know, December is the time for family gatherings and special occasions and holidays. Yet, you know, sometimes family members, we have trouble getting along with each other. And some of the rules that were learned in kindergarten, you know, learn to play with others, will definitely, you know, prove to carry you through the holiday season. You know, where do these difficulties come from? You know, besides, you know, sibling rivalry, some challenges may arise with different personality types, as we all know, you know, from everybody, what type of personality do you have? Are you an introvert, extrovert? Are you intuitive versus a sensing person? Are you a thinking person versus a feeling person? And so on. I mean, there's so many cultures and so many things in our cultures and families, you know, this is the time to really explore those family traditions. And I think that it's true. I know, like in my generation, you know, back in the day, there were just so many different things that we were grateful for and appreciative. And I went on Facebook last night because I was asking my Facebook friends to give me some holiday memories, and I'd like to share some with you. My very best childhood friend, Kathy, had emailed me last night, and she said, one of my favorite holiday memories was when, after a big meal, all the kids in the hood would go outside with their new sleds and tubes and go sledding. We would stay out until they forced us inside. First thing next day would be right back outside. And also, too, she said, she remembered this, because you always got a pair of skates, ice skates, you know, every year. So she said, sorry to write so much, but when we would get new skates, my dad would take us to Black Rock pond skating, and my dad was a great skater, and he showed us how to skate. I just learned how to skate backwards, I guess, and I can still do it today. One of my cousin's wives wrote back, our tradition was to stop at my house on Christmas Eve and visit my parents, because David, my cousin's, were grandparents. So then they went visiting other aunts and uncles before heading home. And I mean, it's just really great times in the late 60s and 70s. And one person, William, said, yeah, here's a story I tell my friends, but it's so true. He said, I was born the last of 9 children. And when Thanksgiving to Christmas came around, my mother sent us out to sell the things that she had made, like pot holders, hot plates, anything that she made of yarn. She said, being the youngest, I envied my brothers and sisters to sell my mother's wares. Until I came of age, then I actually felt embarrassed going door to door to sell this, until I realized her sacrifice. And basically what happened was she would get that money to buy them a store-bought gift, and then she would make all the other items handmade by herself. He said, boy, times have sure changed, Elaine, but I'd do anything to endure that embarrassment I felt. So he wishes everybody a very Merry Christmas. And I think that, you know, as we get older, I mean, I'm looking around right now, and I have to admit that I haven't had a time to decorate my Christmas tree yet. But I'm hoping to do that. And if you'd like to call in and wish us a Merry Christmas and some Christmas traditions, call us at 508-222-1320. Yes,
Mike? Don't feel bad, Elaine. I have the tree up and I have the lights on, but we haven't decorated ours either.
You haven't? Nope. I'm going to do that today. Today is my mission. I swear to God I am. But, I mean, we do have some very great things happening around our Christmas time. La Salette Shrine is just down the street. They have over 400,000 lights. And with the warm weather, they were saying they were having traffic backups because everybody's out and about and trying to go down there and see these beautiful displays. And Pastor Brown over there was saying that nobody was leaving because it was so warm, and it was so great to walk around the grounds of La Salette Shrine. So if you haven't been out there, you know, please go see it. It's going to be through the December 31st. So listen, if you played the lottery, perhaps you will be lucky enough to get some extra Christmas shopping money. So last night's lottery numbers are: the Mass Daily is 4693. The Rhode Island daily number is 4675. Mass Cash, 8, 25, 26, 33, 35. And the Mega Millions, good luck, 6, 23, 24, 28, 62. Mega Ball is 7. And Mega Plier is 5. How about you, Mike? What are some of your Christmas traditions that you do?
Well, Christmas Eve, I usually like to eat a lot of fish because, you know, I'm Italian. So we Italians, we have the 7 different types of fish.
Oh.
I like fish all year long, so Christmas doesn't really, you know, but that's usually what we do. And then, let's see, the last few years we went to my sister-in-law's house, and they don't do fish. They mm-hmm. did everything else, so I felt like a little bit like fish out of water, so to speak. And then afterwards, what I like to do is I like to watch the Midnight Mass.
Do you?
I try to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though I'm not Catholic, I still watch it. And it's kind of funny. But it gives you that feeling, you know, you're just reflecting and focusing on the real reason, you know. And all the hustle and bustle is done. You're relaxed. All the presents are wrapped. You just, now it's all focusing on the real the reason for the holiday.
Absolutely.
And then on Christmas Day, mm-hmm. We go to church, by the way, too. I forgot to put that in there on Christmas Eve as well. But on Christmas Day, we sleep late, and then we open up gifts.
That's awesome. I know in our family, too, we go from my sister's house. We've been doing that for over 33 years, my sister Diane and her husband Walter. And we exchange presents, and it's a huge buffet. We have over 70 people showing up. And my brother-in-law sits down with all the children. The children sit on the floor. My brother-in-law sits on a special chair, and he reads the night before Christmas. And then when he finishes, we hear jingle bells outside, and Santa Claus comes in, and all the children are called up to get presents, and that's the time when children have a chance, parents have a chance to take a picture of their children on Santa Claus's lap. So we have a caller, so that's great.
Yeah, well, he actually said he had the wrong number.
So. Oh my God, you're killing me. All right, guys, we have a free line. Give us a call at 508-222-1320. If you have a Christmas memory, we'd love to hear it. Tradition is, it's all about that. So that's what we do Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, I get up and I go to my daughter's house in the morning for breakfast, and we share a wonderful experience with the boys, and grandparents are there. It's just really a great time. And then I zoom back to Attleboro and go over dinner to my son's house with his 2 daughters, and again with presents and things like that. And then over the weekend, my other son, I think he is going to be working Christmas Day. He is in the restaurant business, and I believe his restaurant is actually open, so I'll catch him over the weekend. So anyway, I think that It's a busy weekend, but I love it. I have to say, I absolutely love this time of year. When I get into it and I start wrapping the presents and the songs are going, I just love it. So if you have a memory and you'd like to share, call us now at 508-222-1320. And I'm going to ask Jim Corbin as well when he calls in at 735. I know that Jim is going to be listening. So, Jim, if you're listening out there, be thinking about your favorite Christmas memories and the best gift you ever had. And we have a caller on, so good morning on this wonderful December 19th, 2015. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too. What are you out and about yourself, and how are you doing on your Christmas shopping?
Oh, gosh, I'm so far behind. At least I have my decorations up, unlike you guys. But I have the shopping to do, so. I only have a few gifts and have a few more to get and make and all that stuff. So, well, I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Well, that's great. Can you recall your favorite Christmas traditions that you had when you were growing up, and what was your favorite gift?
Well, you know what? My father was a real gearhead, so we were more into things like bicycles and mini bikes and go-karts and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I have a lot of good thoughts about that. We had like a Western Auto Briggs & Stratton motor mini bike, and that thing was one speed. It only, you know, would do like maybe 20 miles an hour, but to us it was the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. And then bicycles, even with bicycles, to deck them out and get them and, 1 year I got that a little add-on to go on the handlebars called the Vroom, V-A-R-R-O-M or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you pump it up and then you push a button on it to make motorcycle sounds and that kind of crazy stuff. But one of those things, I like to go back and try to find one just to relive that.
So, mm-hmm. Wow. Cool. Yeah. And what about your family's traditions, like with your mother making meals? What was your favorite food that you like to enjoy eating that on Christmas Day?
Oh, definitely the turkey. The turkey was it. The mm-hmm. turkey with the gravy and all that. Yeah.
That's great. So you have a few more things to do and out and about. This is the busy season. I know like the mall last night was just packed full of people and everything. And do you have a strategy for shopping or getting it all done?
Well, I have a few ideas, but for me, I found it's best just to go out and just look, and you'll see certain things that match people, you know, and then, you know, you just get inspired and, you know, grab those. But that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate the call back, and we want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take good care.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. If you would also like to jump on the line and you're out and about and having your first cup of coffee, give us a call at 508-222-1320. We're almost up against a break, but we can take one more call before break. And if not, we'll just continue on our wonderful traditions. I think the best gifts that I've ever received are the things that were handmade. I think that they mean so much to me only because it took time for people to actually, you know, take the time, you know, select some material and actually create something.
How about the handmade gifts like hats, scarves?
Oh my God.
Yes. Gloves.
Well, my grandmother used to do those all the time. I never had a real pair of slippers till I think I was probably when she had passed away, I swear to God. Yeah, the knitted hats and the knitted gloves and the slippers. My grandmother used to make all those things from scratch. Yeah, it was great. She tried to teach me how to do it. I'm left-handed, and she would take the yarn, and she said, Elaine, sit down. And she was like a mirror, so she had to sit across from me. I remember this like it was yesterday. And she's trying to teach me how to do the knitting and everything. But she had to always get it started because I could never do it. But I admire anyone who is crafty. I think I have the more creative writing side of my talents, but to actually do like the craft things like those things, I lack the Martha Stewart gene. But I'm learning. I think I'm getting a little bit better. So anyway, you're listening to our show Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about our Christmas traditions. And also, too, Jim Corbin will be calling in at 735. Take care. We'll be right back.
Opening night for the Pawtucket Winter Wonderland is in place and ready to go for Saturday, December the 6th at Slater Park. This dazzling holiday event will feature 500 decorated Christmas trees nestled amongst 20 village buildings located on both sides of the road, around the pond, and winding up the hill. Vehicular traffic will not be allowed between 4 and 8 p.m. so that various activities can take place as you stroll leisurely by these breathtaking displays. For more information, feel free to call 401-726-3185. The Attleboro Health Department is offering flu vaccine clinics for children ages 2 through 18, as well as uninsured adults 19 and older, on the consecutive Tuesdays of December 15th and the 22nd from 4 till 5:30 at Attleboro City Hall, located on Park Street on the second floor level. Parents are asked to bring all health insurance cards. However, no child will be turned away if uninsured. If you have any questions, please contact Jackie O'Brien at 508-223-2222, extension 3244. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Is on the agenda for Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m., as well as Sundays with 2 o'clock matinees on schedule through December 20th. The play, inspired by a simple letter written by an 8-year-old Virginia to the editor of a newspaper, depicts the timeless response to the age-old question. This classic Christmas story will be performed by the Attleboro Community Theater at the Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, located on North Main Street in Attleboro. For more information, visit the web at attleborocommunitytheater.com.
And you're listening to a very special holiday edition of Out and About with Elaine. And here's Elaine again.
Good morning, everyone, and yes, you are listening to us here. It's our Christmas show, and we're just out and about, and I've got a lot of things to do this morning, and one of them is, yes, to decorate my tree. But we wanted to talk a little bit more about safety, and there are so many Christmas fires going on. There's so many people getting burned out of their homes. Every day it seems like somebody's setting off something. So what is it, and what are the main components, you know, of these fires? So basically I wanted to alert you to the fact of fire safety things around the holidays, because most of us will be getting a Christmas tree, and it's so important to make sure that you water them and keep them well hydrated. And I went on site, because I love research, of course, with the National Fire Protection Association, and I pulled down some stats. And I have to say, you know, like, there's so many fires that happen, and the most times that people are, it says Christmas fires are ignited, it said, the most in December, 44% of fires start in December, and fire, the second month is 37% in January, followed by February through November, 20%. Well, that makes sense, because December and January, you still have everything up pretty much. But they say the leading cause of Christmas tree fires, it's the decorative lights. You know, the wiring is fray. You know, you have to make sure that you replace them. I do almost every other year, I have to say. And sometimes I get inspired when I see like 100 lights for like $2. I'll pick them up and replace my old ones. Also, to make sure that the cords and the plugs, you know, make sure that you don't overextend those things. Like putting more things in the circuit can provide electricity for. It's so important. And make sure when you're looking for a location of each and every Christmas tree, you know, make sure that they're not near a heat source, because major Christmas tree fires start in the living room, family room, or den. And oh my God, let me talk about Christmas, the chimney fire itself. Now, we've been pretty fortunate enough not to have the chimneys lit so far. We've had really good warm weather. God, it's been so seasonably warm, and I can't wait to talk to Jim Corbin at 7:35 regarding this. But chimney fires, you know, with the creosote buildup and and things that are near it, like newspapers and flammable things. So once we start getting into the season, and I know like in the next couple of weeks we're going to be very, very cold, people are going to start firing up those chimneys. And I have to say, last year we did have a chimney fire, and luckily it was contained very quickly. But we did, and I went in, I lit the fire, I put three logs on, and Mike's looking at me. You can get your, I'm telling you, it was scary. I lit the fire, I went upstairs for about maybe a half hour, I came downstairs, and I'm seeing flames coming out of the chimney.
That's not why Santa Claus didn't come to my house, is it?
No, it is not. But what happened was, yeah, we had to call the fire department, and man, let me tell you, the Attleboro Fire Department, thank you very much. They were there within 2 minutes. It was unbelievable, but it was very scary, and but it was because of a creosol buildup, and now that'll never happen again, and we've learned a lot about fire safety firsthand, and I can tell you, you don't want to be in my position because it was really smoky, and I have to tell you, I never realized smoke could fill up a room so quickly. I mean, seriously, within seconds, it was total black because when they took the, they had to disengage the pipe from the stove, and they told me to go outside. And I said, all right, I will. And I stood in the doorway, and I stepped into the kitchen, like within 20-something seconds. The whole house, the whole downstairs was filled with black smoke. And they had their respirators on, and we had the doors open and everything. But it was pretty scary, I have to say. And there were some fire damage, smoke damage to my furniture and that. But, you know, it was just really one of those things. And we want to make you safe. We want to make sure that everybody is safe and make sure that you, you know, and candles, when people are burning candles. And I'm guilty of that. I mean, I am. And they have the votive candle underneath a warmer that melts a tart, you know, that melts the, and it fills the air. Well, there's a flame underneath that. If you don't protect it, you have to make sure that your fire and the flame, you always have to be around it, I should say, is the best thing that I can tell you.
I would never leave a home with a candle going.
Oh, no. But I'm saying, like, you do things like laundry and, you know, you're doing housework upstairs, you're doing cleaning and all these things can happen. You go downstairs, go, oh, yeah, I left the candle. The
candle going, yeah.
Yeah. So you just have to be mindful of that because we want to make sure that we want to wish you a safe Merry Christmas, and that's the best thing that, you know, you can do. And also make sure you check your smoke alarms. You know, every month they should be done, and we change them twice a year when we fall back and spring ahead. You know, those are the best times to change your batteries and make sure that you do that. And also, too, you know, we're going to do a lot of cooking. So you don't want to you want to make sure that you always are in the kitchen in proximity to the stove. If you have a grease fire, the worst thing you can do is add water to it, so never do that. You want to, you know, kill that oxygen by either covering it or throwing salt on it. Mike's looking at me like, how do you know these things, Elaine? Because I've experienced these things.
No, I was laughing at the grease fire one because it's like, you got to put water on it. You just kind of, water kind of feeds it almost.
Oh, yeah, it does. Trust me. I know these things. It was not pretty.
So how do you get rid of a grease fire?
You either put the cover on it or you throw salt on it or something like that.
Put salt on it?
Yeah, that's what
I did.
That's
cool.
Well, that's what one of the fire folks told me way back when. But we'll have a fire expert on at some point, and we'll talk about fire safety in the home, you know, before the winter is out. Because chimney fires, you know, it's pretty scary, and there's so many other things that contribute to fire. And we want to make sure everybody is safe during the holiday season, too. And our hearts go out to those who have lost many items due to fire. But anyway, on a lighter note, we're talking about Christmas traditions, and if you have one and like to share it with us, our number here is 508-222-1320, and we're just all excited about Christmas because it's only a couple more days.
Well, they can even call in and talk about the best toy they ever got.
What was the best toy you ever got?
I loved my Lionel train set.
Oh, my God. You got one of those?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I had one of those, and it had something with, you put oil in the smokestack, it made smoke, and it could, you could make it into figure eight, or you could actually make it into a big, long oval. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to set that up every other weekend. My father would set it up on a Friday night, and I would play with it all weekend and then take it down on Monday.
Wow, no kidding. That does sound like a great present. My
yeah.
God.
Yeah, we sold that to have the get the money to start the layout that I had in the basement of my parents' house when I was a kid.
Wow.
Built this huge city, but in HO scale. Lionel's usually are O scale, usually. But every now and then, I always wished I had more money to just, you know, extra money. If I had extra money, I would buy myself another Lionel train set.
Wow.
Just to reminisce the memories again, you know, like of when you were a kid, you know. I liked, Lionel does put out a good product, and they're still out there. The toys are durable, you know, like the train was durable. I must say, though, the engine was a little bit too heavy for a little kid. Especially if, let's say, you threw it at somebody, you know, when you're playing. I would have, you know, I would say I would have hoped nowadays they're a lot more lightweight and plastic. And
I think everything turned to that, that's for sure. Unfortunately, yeah. But I think that so many children get so many toys, they get overwhelmed. I know I was talking to folks at work and everything, and they're saying that they get so many presents that they don't really, the kids can't even concentrate. I didn't get that many presents. You know what I got for Christmas every year?
An orange in a stocking?
Yeah, I did. I did. And sometimes coal because I was bad. But yeah, one year my mother pulled a trick on me and did that. And that was not funny, Mom. But no, we always got we always had fruit in the back, like an orange in the stocking, and a lot of Christmas candy, and that's what it was. But sometimes my mom, God rest her soul, she would put this candy in and the stockings and everything, and she put the heat up so high that the candy would actually stick inside the stocking. And I still have my original stocking when I was a kid, and I hang it up every year. Every year I do. And in memory of my mom and dad.
Does it say Elaine on it?
It does. I'll bring it in, and you can see it for real.
Does it still have the chocolate or the candy melted in the
It probably does way in the back. I haven't put my hand in that thing in many, many years. But the funny thing is, like every Christmas, either Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, or Christmas Day, like I have these wind-up what do you call them? Not wind up. Yeah, they're Christmas ornaments that you wind up. And they play Christmas songs and everything, and then they stop. And I'll be sitting there looking at the Christmas tree, and all of a sudden, like, some of them will turn on by itself or whatever. Or there's, a breeze inside the house where, like, an ornament that my mom had given me had just, like, you know, moved a little bit. So I know it's comforting to know that they're with me. And I feel that every year. I do. It's weird, but it isn't weird. But anyway, I don't want to digress. But, I mean, Christmas is a joyous time, and it's also a sad time when we lose people that we love. And we just have to move on and focus on with life, as they say. I know that there are just a couple of things that are happening in the area. I really didn't want to read off a whole list of things, but I know this Star Wars movie is getting a huge buzz. It's bringing in millions of dollars over the weekend, and I know some folks here at the studio actually went to see it. And I think that, you know, it's really a good thing because kids are off school, you know, for the Christmas season. They want to see this movie and that. Why not go to, like, a AAA, like I'm going to go after the show to buy movie tickets for all my grandkittens, because movies are expensive. And what better way to say I love you than to actually go buy some tickets and give that gift? And wouldn't it be great if you offered to take them to the movies and buy them lunch, as I am going to be doing. So anyway, all right, I digress there, but I hope I gave you some good ideas, because they are. Go to AAA and get some movie tickets. That'll be really an awesome gift. It really is appreciative. I've done it 2 years in a row, and this is my third year doing it, and Mike's looking at me. Yes, my kids are all sleeping. They're older. They have kids of their own. They're all sleeping, so they don't know what I'm getting them. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We got to take a quick break, and on the flip side, our good friend Jim Corbin, meteorologist, will be on in just a moment. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Attleboro Health Department is offering flu vaccine clinics for children ages 2 through 18, as well as uninsured adults 19 and older, on the consecutive Tuesdays of December 15th and the 22nd from 4 till 5:30 at Attleboro City Hall, located on Park Street on the second floor level. Parents are asked to bring all health insurance cards. However, no child will be turned away if uninsured. If you have any questions, please contact Jackie O'Brien at 508-223-2222, extension 3244.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow. Hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Opening night for the Pawtucket Winter Wonderland is in place and ready to go for Saturday, December the 6th at Slater Park. This dazzling holiday event will feature 500 decorated Christmas trees nestled amongst 20 village buildings located on both sides of the road, around the pond, and winding up the hill. Vehicular traffic will not be allowed between 4 and 8 p.m. so that various activities can take place as you stroll leisurely by these breathtaking displays. For more information, feel free to call 401-726-3185.
Yes, he is Bruce Springsteen. That is Bruce Springsteen with his wonderful rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and he surely will be. I know in years past we've actually had Santa Claus calling in, but he was so busy he could not call in today. But I'm sure all the good little girls and boys out there are making their lists and checking it twice, and they're going to leave something for Santa Claus each and every night. So Christmas Eve is coming up shortly, and so many wonderful traditions, and something new, actually, too, is Elf on the Shelf. I don't know if you've seen that.
You know, I'm still trying to understand. What's this Elf on the Shelf thing?
Oh, let me tell you. Elf on the Shelf.
I see a lot of it on Facebook.
Yes, he is a wonderful, magical elf from the North Pole that Santa Claus sends down to each little girl and boy. And he is a little helper, Santa's helper, since he can't be everywhere. So Santa sends this little elf, and he watches over the children, and each night he leaves and he goes to the North Pole to tell Santa Claus if they've been good or bad. And then he comes back again the next day, and if they've been good or bad throughout the whole year, it actually is interesting concept to make the children think that Santa Claus is actually watching them. And it's funny because on Facebook somebody said, they said, back in the day, we don't need Elf on the Shelf. Back in the day, we had a belt on the shelf to keep us in line. And
well, the thing I didn't understand was all the things I was seeing on Facebook, you know, that looked like this poor doll was being tortured. And I was like, what's the whole purpose for this thing?
Oh, no, no, it's not tortured. It's like he's mischievous. So he goes he'll sit at the table and he'll have a cup of coffee. Or like my niece down in Virginia would put him like a survivor outfit on him and a little torch thing that she put, and it said survivor. It's just really cute ideas. Like he'll be like spilling over cereal and he'll be there, you know, leaning over, or he'll be doing like he'll be on a ceiling fan or a curtain rod looking down at the kids, you know, when they're watching TV, he's there. And so the kids really get excited because every single day, Elf on the Shelf comes back from the North Pole. And you never know where he's going to be. So the children have to run around. He could be up on the refrigerator. He could be in a closet. He could be in a corner. But he's got to be visible. And it's just a really cute idea. And somebody had a wonderful idea. And if you get the box set, you can actually open it up. And it is a book about Elf on the Shelf. You actually name the elf. He is a part of your family, and the day after Christmas, he leaves to go back to the North Pole until the following year. So we have Jim Corbin on, and good.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Good morning, Jim. How are you? And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Elaine and Mike. And you know, you mentioned that the Elf on the Shelf. I thought it was something. Many years ago, there was like Cat in a Hat. Yeah, I thought that's what it was related to. Like that, it just had the same rhyme or rhythm to it. You know, Elf on the Shelf, Cat in the Hat, and that was what? That who's that guy that did those Cat in the Hat and all that?
Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss, yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with Dr. Seuss, though, this Elf on the Shelf, I guess.
No, not at all. It's purely commercial. Somebody else had thought of the idea.
Where do you get Elf on the Shelf?
Get them anywhere.
Remember the Pet Rock?
Oh, yes, I do. I had one. Yes, I did.
My favorite... one of my favorites gift that I got when I was about 10 years old, you'll laugh about this one, but I did it for many years, was I had my first 4 set of Candlepin bowling balls.
Wow.
And they came in a carrying case, and believe it or not, I still have them 45 years later or so, 44 years later.
Wow, that's impressive. Yes. That is very impressive.
Purple and white, because Candlepin is bigger, you know, in Massachusetts. So the balls are a little bit smaller than the duck pins, but I still have them. And they're actually in my trunk of the car, so it's unbelievable. But after almost 45 years, I still have the Candlepin bowling balls. So I always loved to bowl, so my parents knew that. And so under the tree one Christmas, there they were.
Wow, that's great. That's really great. Well, listen, my friend, we're getting closer to the holiday, excuse me, and everybody's wondering if we're going to be, what's our weather forecast coming up?
Well,
in the
if
next
we're
going
to have a white Christmas before, by Christmas, it might have to be today with maybe a snow flurry, that's about it. There's actually a little bit of snow going on up in Keene, New Hampshire right now. It's actually more lake effect off of the Great Lakes, but I'm about 99% sure, as most forecasters are, that we're not going to have a white Christmas. However, we want to have some decent traveling weather. So today is actually going to be the coldest day. You have to go back to March 28th to have the temperature not get out of the 30s. And I think we're going to see a high of around 38 today. Even though it's not that cold this morning, it's only about 33, 34 degrees in the greater Attleboro area. It's only going to go up a few degrees, and the wind is going to pick up. So today will certainly put you in the mood. There's been, I think you've heard, Elaine, about the Christmas shopping is somewhat off this year, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's been, as you were mentioning, it being mild, and everyone knows that. It doesn't put people as much in the Christmas mood, and they haven't been doing as much shopping. So today would be a day that might put people in the mood to do some shopping, because they'll feel it being cold, although, again, the very little chance of any snow. Then tonight, we're going to have temperatures falling into the upper 20s, and then another good day. Again, good driving weather if you have to go somewhere, go shopping, or whatever you have to do for the rest of this weekend. Not as windy as today, high about 39. So we have two chilly days, but really actually just about where we should be for the last week or so of December. And then guess what? On Monday, we warm back up with a southwest wind into the low 50s. It should stay dry. Looks like the next chance of any rain would be late Monday night into Tuesday morning. And it's rain, not snow. And then some rain on Wednesday. Again, nothing too serious, no big storm, but at least it'll be occasional light rain. So again, if you don't want to deal with somewhat rough weather in terms of wet roads and things, I'd advise today, tomorrow, and Monday, because after that, it's going to be a little more wet on the roadways. Not that it's going to be all that bad, but you hear about people hydroplaning at times. Just if you don't like to be out in occasional rain, today, tomorrow, and Monday are the three good days. Now, not that as we approach Christmas is the weather going to get all that bad, but the good news is, remember last year it was like 60 just after midnight on Christmas Eve. Well, it looks like it could reach 60 Christmas Eve during the day and then get colder for Christmas Day with a little bit of rain early Thursday. So it looks like certainly no snow for Christmas, but for the most part, no significant weather problems.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there's no accumulation today.
No. I mean, if you, especially if you're out to the west, northwest, say if you're out in the Worcester area today, in the hilly terrain, you could see a passing snow flurry or anything, but something, which again, almost nobody has basically seen. Very few people. Apparently, there was a little bit of mixed rain and snow back in mid-November. A few people did see, but overall, we have not seen any measurable snow, and not likely to see any. As we go through, at least through Christmas and a few days after. Now, I'll end on this, or whatever. It looks like we have a slight chance of getting somewhat colder weather just before New Year's. Of course, that's obviously another week away after Christmas, but we have a better chance at seeing maybe a white New Year's versus a white Christmas. Matter of fact, again, that's probably a 1% chance of a white Christmas. I would say right now maybe a 40% chance of a white New Year's.
Wow, no kidding. Now, Jim, what are your Christmas holiday plans?
Going down the Cape, my father's, my brother's coming down from Duxbury. My other brother down in Florida, we're going to get together probably later this winter down there and kind of celebrate as well, not just for Christmas, but just to visit him down there. Now he's in Pompano's where my mother lives. He's in Coconut Grove, section of Miami there. So we'll have fun then on Friday. And again, it's just, I just always remember the getting up as a kid and, wondering what's the earliest I can get up, before 4 o'clock in the morning, dark. Mm-hmm. Has he arrived yet? If I dare get up, and not just me, but two other brothers, and we say, should we go down the halls? And maybe he's here, or maybe he hasn't arrived yet. Because you never know when you, as a kid, does he arrive at 11 p.m. or is he delayed? Is it 4 a.m.? That was always the thing. We'd be afraid to get up until it started to get light, or we'd be afraid that he'd see us up and he wouldn't give us any presents.
That's right. That was the thing. You had to wait until mom or dad said, okay, you can come down now, right?
Yeah, especially since they were, likely, for putting out the stuff. They didn't want to let you know, but... But it's amazing how Christmas comes and then goes. I'll say this about the Christmas lights and candles. I know before, of course, the lights were would get hot and stuff. Now they have those LED lights that you can put on the trees, which are a little safer because they don't really have a lot of heat to them.
That's true, and I think that they've come a long way, that's for sure. But when they were saying, like, when you plug in the connector from one to another, like, there's electricity going through them, that you just have to be mindful of what to do. And also the power strip, too, they said to don't overload the system that goes into the wall, too, because then you could have an electrical fire there, too. So
yeah, and also the way, this time of year, a lot of the fires can also be related to, like, space heaters. If you put them too close to, like, curtains and things like that, or even if it's too close to the tree, that can be an issue. And you mentioned the months where you have the most fires. It kind of goes along with the coldest time of the year, because that's when a lot of times it's space heaters or people just trying to keep extra warm. And so if it is bitterly cold, and again, quickly, you might remember last couple of years ago, we had that bitterly cold winter, not necessarily a lot of snow, and there were several fires on the nights when it was bitterly cold, the Attleboro, then the night in North Attleboro, and that the place there on the main drag, they have burned down. Those were bitterly cold nights, and oftentimes it is related to heating. Now, I know that was at Oddfellows, right, North Attleboro?
Yes,
that
huge fire.
But a lot of times you see that. Sometimes over the years, it's It's people, you know, maybe they're homeless people that get into there and they're trying to keep warm, and they, you know, the big that fire in Worcester 15 years ago where the 6 firefighters were killed. And again, I'm not trying to sound talking about fires and things, but it's just a time of year where you have to be careful because, you know, it's, a lot of it is related to trying to keep warm in terms of this time of the year, whether it's candles or space heaters and things like that.
Good point, Jim. Very good point. You're right, because we want everybody to be safe through the holidays and the whole winter as well.
Yes. Well, again, don't think we'll have a white Christmas this year, but I would wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And now, will I talk to you next week or the week after?
I believe the station's closed next week, so we're going to be going into January. January 2nd, the day after New Year's Day.
Okay. Well, enjoy, and I know you have a break coming, so Merry Christmas again to you and Mike and everyone out there, and we'll talk down the road.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas, right. Jim. Take good care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, our last break of the day, and when we come back, we invite you to call in at 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Walpole Brain Injury Support Group meets the second Wednesday of every month from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. The meetings take place in the community room of the Walpole Housing Authority at 8 Diamond Pond Terrace in Walpole. The support group is a forum for survivors and their loved ones where they can share information about their brain injury with a compassionate and understanding peer group. Before attending your first meeting, contact Joanne Susi at 508-735-4756.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a home! Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We've only got a few more minutes left before we kick off our holiday season here. Our number here is 508-222-1320. As Jim Corbin said, we're looking for some chilly weather a little bit later on and maybe a few snowflakes coming down to put you in the spirit of holiday shopping and decorating and doing whatever you do. I was involved in a cookie swap recently and had to make 8 dozen cookies, and that kind of puts you in the spirit of that because everybody was just so fantastic and really contributing to this cookie swap, and we've got a lot of super great tasting cookies to enjoy. And at work we had this huge Yankee swap, and holiday lunch on Thursday, and that was a great success as well. So 'tis the season, as they say, and we're trying to get gearing up for the holidays here and everywhere. And I mean, it's just really great to see all the lights and all the decorations. And like I said previously, I was in the mall last night, and man, there were so many decorations and so many people. But remain positive, and I go in with a mission. I'm a list person, so like when I see things, I have to like make a list for everybody and go down that list and just try to get everything and everything. And last minute too, I sent a text to my daughter-in-law. I said, hey, look, they've got a sale on this. Do you want this? And she goes, yes. So I picked up a whole bunch of stuff for the house. And later on, I'm going to AAA to get all my three children's families AAA movie tickets so they can enjoy the latest and greatest movie of Star Wars. And I have to say, Star Wars, it's like unbelievable. I know there's going to be like a trilogy and whatever. I don't follow everything, but they say J.J. Abrams, the director, really went back to like the original movie, and they did very little CG character generating, you know, on the green board. They actually made these sets, and they're huge. So it really brought more authenticity to the movie, and it's getting a great review. So if you haven't seen it, if you're a Star Wars fan, check it out. It's playing, and you can get VIP tickets now, I guess. You can pay $16 to see it in IMAX theaters, they're telling me. I mean, it is just crazy, but they always have a great movie around the Christmas season, and it's really great. And one of my traditions actually is to see It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation. I love those three movies. I mean, I have a quirky sense of humor, but to me, when I see those three, it's like, ah, I've
arrived. I remember that movie, The Christmas Story. That's the one where the kid wants a BB gun.
Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun.
You shoot your eye out, kid.
That's right. And the whole, it was just a time of innocence. And kids really got less then. And it was like more of a family environment instead of like today. So, yeah, it's just really a great thing. And I'm really excited for the holidays to come about. And I think that, as all of us do, when you think about people and giving them gifts, like our previous caller had said, you know, like matching a gift with a person's personality, it just is just so great, you know. And you think about that person, and you take the time to get that perfect gift. Although jewelry is always a very good gift for Christmas. Anyway, so listen, I'll ask you, have you bought your lovely bride, Sue, anything yet? Or are you just waiting?
I already know. See, Sue and I, we go into stores, and Sue gives me hints.
Ah, as all wives
do.
Oh,
these gloves look nice. Oh, this looks nice. Oh, I would love this, you know. So I have to take mental notes to know what she wants. So,
yes.
But see, the trick part is to try to go shopping when she's not with me, and she's always with me, so that's the tough part.
Or like after today, because the malls are open.
Yep.
So you could do that. You could do a drive-by, zoom in and zoom out. That's what I like to do. Anyway, I hope that you're doing well out there. And if you'd like to jump on the line, we've got a few more minutes. Our number here is 508-222-1320. And we're all getting ready and geared up for Christmas and the holiday season. I can't wait. And it's just really great. Where I'm working, I actually get 3 days off, and it's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday. So it's like, oh, it's like having a week's vacation. I can't.
Yeah, that's like a whole week almost.
It is. It's like really great. Now, I'll be hustling and bustling and doing all the things, like going over to my sister's house. We always have a I'm in charge of appetizers, so I'll be doing crab cake sliders and scallops wrapped in bacon and crab meat stuffed mushrooms, and bring them down to this wonderful Christmas buffet. But it's just really a great time, that's for sure. And so if you would like to share with us a holiday tradition, our number here is 508-222-1320, and I believe we have a caller. So bring him up, Mike. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and we actually do have a caller.
Yes, I do. How are you, Bruce?
I'm very well, thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, thank you, and I called to wish you and yours the same.
Thank you.
You know, not every Christmas can be like Thanksgiving. No bathing on the beach.
No, that's true. Although it's going to be quite warm on Christmas, and I was just wondering, how do you celebrate the holidays, and what was your favorite Christmas memory?
Well, I have many.
How about giving us one?
Well, I'm not from around here, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm from Western Mass.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's okay. We still call you. Yeah.
I remember some wonderful Christmases. My family and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're gone now, but mm-hmm. I am still here.
Well, that's great, Bruce. We'll have to have you in. You know, I wanted to have you in for a while, so... when we get off air, give me a call because I'd like to have you come in like one of our January show. It'd be great to see you.
Anything is possible.
Okay. And if you can't come in, we can actually set you up for calling. Would that be okay?
I'll wave loud.
All right. Great. Well, Bruce, I got to run. We've got to close out the show, but I want to wish you and your family a wonderful Merry Christmas, and I thank you very much for calling.
And best to you and Mike.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year.
All right.
Now, are you going to be here next week? Or?
I think the studio's closed. I'm going to check on that. I'm not sure. I think that we're going to take a hiatus and we'll be back on January 2nd.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take good care. Merry Christmas. So listen, folks, in closing, I'd like to say, so think, you know, about all the things that we have in our homes. Be safe this year, you know. And also, too, we have to stop and try to live in the moment of being with our family and friends this year. Because in the end, isn't that what it makes it all worthwhile? So think back on your own childhood when you were growing up. What are some of your fondest Christmas memories? You know, life was a lot simpler then, and there were no electronic gadgets, you know, like there are right now. Remember getting a new bike or a new set of skates or new pajamas? And you were so happy with them. Remember just getting a few presents, and it was all that you looked forward to in anticipation of what was under the tree on Christmas morning. Boy, things have really changed. So I think today we live in such a fast-paced world, we forget to look up, look around us. So I ask all of you to slow down, take some time for yourself, and put those cell phones down and enjoy the special, in-the-moment moments that you have with family and friends. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. So thanks for listening to all of our shows and our guests today. I'd like to thank Jim Corbin and Mike Catanzaro for enhancing my show each and every week. And Mike, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And this is Elaine LaRoche. I want you to have a safe and holiday season and meet me back here, hopefully in the new year, on Out and About with Elaine. And finally, I'd like to leave you with this from all of our family, WARA 1320, and to your family, Merry Christmas, everyone. And we'll see you back here next time on Out and About with Elaine.